This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The country of Greenland is on the front lines of climate change. About 80% of the world's largest island is covered in ice, which is melting a lot faster than scientists would hope. Arctic temperatures have risen faster in Greenland than anywhere else in the world. Now, for local communities, a warmer climate has helped industries like fishing in the short term, but many fear what the future holds. The BBC's Adrian Murray visited the coastal town of Ilulissat to find out more.
As Gallerik Mathiasson heads out in his boat to haul in the day's halibut catch, towering white and blue icebergs the size of city blocks loom through the mist. He's been fishing here in Disko Bay for decades.
This is your soulmate.
Each season is not how it used to be. Over the years, I especially noticed that the icebergs have been getting smaller and weaker.
In winter, he used to fish with his sled dogs. But he says that's too dangerous now, that the sea ice no longer freezes like it used to.
Here in Ilulissat, there's a constant soundtrack of sled dogs howling and barking. 2 decades ago, there were 5,000 of them in this town. Now, though, there's only 1,800.
Fleming and Anna-Svi Lawrenson run winter dog sledding tours over the surrounding snow-covered tundra.
I'm not happy to see the dogs disappearing from our culture. I want to preserve the culture that my father had.
The season is getting shorter and shorter. We can feel that.
Fleming points to a map on the wall and shows me how much the nearby Semak Koshok or Jakobsand Glacier has retreated.
You can see there's a big piece of the glacier missing there. All this ice is missing now.
Each year, hundreds of thousands of cubic feet of ice is carved from the glacier's mouth, about 30 miles away. And as more ice melts, it's flowing faster and sending more icebergs into the bay. Skillfully weaving around these floating giants, Gjord Jonathansson is a skipper on a tour boat. Even young people like him have witnessed change within their lifetimes.
Nowadays, we never know how the winter is going to be. I think this year has been unusual compared to the others. And a lot of places in Greenland have records in rain.
In many ways, Arctic life has become easier. For now, retreating sea ice has brought new opportunities. In the harbour, even bigger catches are being unloaded. It's now possible to fish year-round by boat, and Ilulissat is booming. Palladra Myerson is the mayor of the local Avannaata district.
We are thinking about the climate changes. We can feel it every day. We can see it every day. There are some negative things. There are also some positive things. Our fishermen take our boats and fish all the winter. But up in the north, used to take some long hunting tours. They can't do it anymore, so they have to change their way of living.
Research by the Universities of Greenland and Copenhagen carried out before the COVID-19 pandemic found that 3/4 of Greenlanders felt that climate change had already impacted their lives. And just recently, a group of climate scientists warned that major sea level rise is inevitable. Alan Hubbard is a glaciologist and climate scientist at the Arctic University of Norway.
At the moment, it's a system that's in deficit. The amount of snow falling in it can't keep up with the melt and the iceberg calving. What I've come to understand in the last 10 years is that there are really, really abrupt changes going on.
Today, Greenland's melting ice may be having a big impact close to home, but is only adding a fraction of an inch to global sea levels. However, scientists say these losses are taking place faster than expected, and they'll have serious consequences for coastal communities far away from here. I'm the BBC's Adrian Murray for Marketplace.